You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The most common cause of death in children under the age of 15 is unintentional injury. And the most common cause of unintentional injury are car accidents. In fact, researchers at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston found that between 2010 and 2014, almost 3,000 children died in motor vehicle accidents nationwide. That's an average of 11 children a week. What these researchers also found was that child restraints are effective in preventing injury and death. And that's what makes this next conversation so shocking. There are, for lack of a better term, fake car seats showing up in the Treasure Valley, and they could be deadly if your kids are involved in a car accident. Joining me live in studio to talk more about this are Josie Bryan, Program Coordinator for Pediatric Education and Prevention Programs at St. Luke's Children's Hospital, and Brittany Joplin, St. Luke's Children's Hospital car seat technician. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is shocking. I mean, for lack of a better word, that there are actually basically fake car seats out there being sold. Brittany, I want to start with you because you actually were the one who found two of these car seats.
That's right.
So explain what happened in both of these incidences.
So every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I round the mother baby floor at our Nampa hospital. And I came into a room with the intention of educating a family on how to properly use their car seat before going home with their new infant, and came across the counterfeit car seat. And I knew right away that it was a fake. It doesn't have any of the required federally required stickers or labels on the seat. It doesn't have a chest clip. There's a lot of pieces missing. And if you touch or feel the seat, you can feel that it's really weak and just not safe.
And then the next incident happened at one of your car seat safety checks.
Yes, just a few days later, one of our car seat safety checks at our hospital in Meridian, a mother came in with one of these counterfeit seats. She had purchased it with the intention of using it with her soon-to-be-born baby. And a friend of ours had actually looked at the seat and said, you know what, that doesn't look safe. That doesn't look right. Here's mine that you can use instead. So she brought both seats with her to the car seat check. So we were able to educate that mom on how to use the other seat that she received from a trusted friend and knew that it hadn't been in a crash or damaged in any way.
What's interesting to me, and I know we're in radio land, so you can't see this, but we will put pictures up on our website for people to see the difference. You actually brought in one of these.
Yes.
Are you calling them fake car seats, counterfeit car seats? Do we have a term for it?
Counterfeit, yeah, I guess.
It from a distance, it looks like a baby carrier car seat. I call it that baby bucket, you know, that you put a newborn in. And so with that being said, Josie, is this something that the average person by looking at it would know that it's fake? Or do we have to have experts like you and Brittany looking at these?
When you're just taking that first look, you know, obviously in our office, a lot of us have that instinct already programmed into us. But I think any average parent that takes their first little look at this isn't going to notice right away that it is counterfeit, because it does, like you just said, look exactly like a car seat. The more you continue to look at it, however, you do notice those key features of a federally regulated car seat are missing. So like Brittany said, missing the labels, missing that chest clip. You know, if you had a family, which we get many of that are from overseas that are coming in, they don't always have that chest clip.
That's right.
So
they don't.
For them, that's going to be normal. You know, if you did move from another country, that's not going to be something that pops right into your mind that's missing that chest clip.
So. What was interesting to me when I saw the pictures of it was, I mean, having had babies, it's that missing chest clip. But Brittany, what you were saying too, it's made of plastic, right?
Yes, most car seats are made of plastic, but it's a much more sturdy plastic, and there are a lot of metal components attached to the plastic that make it safer and make it so that it can withstand those crash forces. But a seat like this, where nearly all of the components are plastic and very weak plastic at that, it's not going to sustain those crash forces.
So the two that you have found are those infant carrier seats.
Yes.
Is there a concern that they're at other levels of car seats?
Yeah, so there actually has been a couple studies done overseas of some counterfeit seats that looked like booster seats. And they did crash testing with them, and they completely fell apart upon that impact. So it has been seen elsewhere. It's just now starting to be seen here more regularly. And for us to find two within a week in the Treasure Valley, that's where our biggest concern is how many more are out there if we just saw two ourselves. And we see such a small population that come into our car seat checks or on our floor. We're missing a lot, and that's our biggest fear and why we want to get the word out.
I'm speaking with Josie Bryan, Program Coordinator for Pediatric Education and Prevention Programs at St. Luke's Children's Hospital, and Brittany Joplin, St. Luke's Children's Hospital car seat technician. I know at St. Luke's, having had my babies at St. Luke's, that you're not allowed to leave the hospital with your newborn until that car seat is checked and the baby is put in the car seat. So at least you have that barrier, but not all babies are born at St. Luke's or at a hospital. So is that part of the concern?
I would say so. I mean, we have built a pretty amazing prevention program with our car seats. Not all hospitals go through the same hoops that we do. You know, we are lucky that we can round at our Boise Meridian, Nampa hospitals, Magic Valley, they round in Twin Falls. But all of those other rural hospitals don't necessarily have a car seat technician on staff or somebody that's trained to look at the things that we do. And so there's that big barrier that I'm talking about and why it's so important for us to get this message out.
My first assumption when I heard this was that car seats are so expensive. Right. And when we look at the infant carrier in particular, most babies are out of that before they're a year old. Mm-hmm. And then you've got to go and buy another car seat. And these can be hundreds of dollars. I made the assumption that, well, you're looking for a deal. And so you get online, you get a good deal. And before we went on air, Brittany, you said that is not accurate.
Right. The car seat, the counterfeit car seat that we actually found, that for it comes in a travel system, so it comes with the car seat and a stroller and all of those pieces, and it was about $250. And you can buy those same pieces in a travel system for the same, if not less, money of a real federally regulated safe car seat.
So with that, when you are a parent to be, because there's a lot you need to get educated on, what are the things that are an absolute must when you're looking for a car seat?
First off, making sure that it is a properly working car seat. So, you know, we do have so many that get a seat from a trusted friend, making sure that it is somebody you trust. So not going onto Facebook Marketplace, onto Craigslist, looking for that used free car seat that we see on there, making sure that it is safe. This is a life-saving device. So anybody looking for a car seat, it's just incredibly important to think that this can make a difference in your life and your child's life. And one of the things, if you do get it elsewhere, making sure that it's cleaned, that your harness straps are not de-threading, that it has the pieces that's needed for it. If you question it, contact your local car seat technician. We offer our services throughout the Treasure Valley. Our counterparts in Twin Falls offer them all through the Magic Valley. If you're not located in one of those areas, you can get online, search for a car seat tech near me, and it will bring up a couple different sites. Safe Kids Worldwide is one of those, and you can look for a technician that is near you. So use that as a resource because it's fantastic and it can make a huge difference in the long run.
And every car seat should have certain stickers, correct? Right there, is that a giveaway?
Yes,
absolutely.
And these are, I'm trying to think back to my car seats, but when you said that, they do. They all have big, huge stickers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, and sometimes we do see those missing on seats. They've peeled off over time. A good factor for us to think about when those start to peel off, probably close to that expiration date. Seats do have that expiration date because they are made of a sturdier plastic, but that plastic can start to degrade over time and weaken. And so that's why that expiration date is there. It's not to make you go out and buy a new car seat all the time, but it's there for the safety of your child.
So bottom line, knowing that there are counterfeit parts even beyond the infant carrier, I mean, if you have a kiddo in a car seat right now, I mean, you need to be double checking.
Absolutely.
And finding a car seat safety tech on top of that, just to double and triple check.
Right.
Because Brittany, if either of those babies had gone home in those car seats and they had gotten into a car accident, would they have been able to survive?
No, they absolutely would not have. That car seat would just shred apart. It would just shatter. There's no way a child would survive a crash in that seat.
Do we know where they purchased these? Was there any way to find that out?
That seat was purchased through a third party on Amazon.com.
Really?
Yep. They also say that sell the same seat sold through a third party on Walmart.com. So it's trusted retailers. And that's the other hard part is that these are trusted retailers that, you know, we get so much, many of our products online. Mm-hmm. We assume, okay, it's coming from Amazon. It's coming from Walmart. These are brands that I trust. So I'm going to purchase this. It's legitimate. But because it's coming from that third party vendor, Amazon, Walmart, those sites, they don't regulate that. They don't watch for these counterfeit products, and they're putting lives of children in danger.
So was this a trusted name brand as well that has been counterfeited?
It is a trusted name brand of a European seat. It's not actually a name brand of a seat that is here in the United States. It's a seat that is well known and sold in Europe. So it is a counterfeit of that seat. It is not a knockoff of any American seat.
So should people be going online then to buy a car seat, or should you just, you know, go to a brick and mortar store and get the car seat? I mean, what is the best advice for this right now?
I think, you know, we're in such that day and age where we do buy so much
online.
We do. If you're going to be purchasing online, make sure it's a verified purchase, especially with us being such a rural state. We don't have access to all the various different, Babies R Us is now gone. So we have Target, we have Walmart, which are both fantastic options to go buy your car seat. But we don't have all of the other baby stores that some of the bigger cities have. And so our resource might only be online purchases. So making sure that it's a verified purchaser direct through Amazon, direct through one of the local car seat manufacturers that are within the United States. So whether it be Graco or Kiko, Evenflow, just to name a few, just double checking on that. Mm-hmm. And if you question it before you buy it online, give us a call. Tell us what you're looking at. We're happy to take a peek on there as well and see if we can give you our best opinion.
Is there anything legally that can be done to these companies that are selling this? And that may not be a question for the two of you, but I'm just curious.
I think it's just important if you were one that purchased this to report it. Report, and then that can help us get these off of there. But just like with any other counterfeit product, purses or shoes or whatever it might be, it's extremely hard to regulate. And now that we're trying to sell counterfeit seats and take advantage, I think we might start seeing it a little bit more. Legally, I don't know what can be done at this time, but the
report.
More we can report it, the safer I think everybody can be.
And we will make sure that we put a link onto our website for all of your car seat safety checks that are coming up, because they are free. Mm-hmm. They are open to the public. You can sign up or show up. I've used them. That's why I know all of this. But it's extremely important right now. And this was not made to scare anyone, but to inform people so that you double check on these car seats.
Yes, absolutely.
I want to thank both of you for coming in today. My guest, Josie Bryan, Program Coordinator for Pediatric Education and Prevention Programs at St. Luke's Children's Hospital, and Brittany Joplin, St. Luke's Children's Hospital Car Seat Technician. Thanks again.
Thanks. Thanks.